for a vintage vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
In 1947, Lorne Musgrove's family had to move out of their rented home to make way for summer tourists. The only house they could rent happened to be Herb Wilson's vacant house in Cortez Bay. Lorne remembers.
Not long before we needed to move house, someone in Cortez Bay had bought an official detective magazine. And there, lo and behold, was the story of Herb Emerson Wilson with his picture, though there was no mistaking that it was him. Turned out that Wilson had been a big-time safecracker, hold-up man, etc. He had stolen $16 million in the 1920s, and he'd been caught, sentenced to prison, and then was involved in a murder during a prison breakout. He served over 20 years altogether in prison and had been released shortly before coming to Cortez. As soon as Wilson knew that his neighbors knew about his scandalous past, he sold his place to Lou Walling and left Cortez. He went to Salt Spring Island, got married, and wrote his book called I Stole $16 Million. He gave a copy to my mom and dad along with a signed photograph. While possibly inspired by living in the house of a former big-time lawbreaker, I started as a deckhand on the police boat soon after I graduated grade 12. One night, after the Halloween dance, Bob Graham and I were walking down to Manson's, and at the first intersection, someone had ripped out the stop sign and thrown it into the middle of the road. Well, we thought we should do something about it, so I shimmied up the telephone pole, hauled the sign up, and shoved it out on a piece of rope over the telephone guy wire to hang over the road. The next morning, I was back on the job on the police boat when we got called to investigate a number of complaints on Cortez. And one of the crimes that had been reported was that a stop sign was found to be hanging over the road. When I explained to my boss my involvement with the stop sign business, he laughed and said, "Okay, when we get to Cortez, that is your investigation." So here it was, my first crime investigation as a police officer, and I was also the culprit.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.